In Greece, which will host the Summer Olympic Games in August, yesterday's bombings in Spain prompted the immediate tightening of security at train and subway stations. The attacks in Madrid coincided with the biggest international security exercise ever undertaken in preparation for an Olympic event. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Athens.
Downtown streets of Athens were closed to traffic last night. Hundreds of Greek riot police were out in full force, but this was no exercise. They were on duty while a couple of thousand demonstrators marched to the American embassy to protest against the Olympics and security exercises involving American troops. They yelled, "Rambo, go home," and "The U.S. is the world's biggest terrorist hideout." University student Fortis Sergis believes the games will only bring environmental and financial devastation. And he doesn't believe the American troops are here just for security.
They take this as a reason to keep the people more repressed.
The two-week exercises, codenamed Hercules Shield, are under a total media blackout. 1,500 Greek and about 400 U.S. soldiers, plus some international observers, are taking part. Several scenarios will be enacted, including a dirty bomb attack and a hijacked ship. Paul Anastasi, spokesman for the mayor of Athens, says Greece has particular security weak points, starting with geography.
It's the only country in Europe which has tens of thousands of miles of coastline. It has hundreds of islands. Then it has about 400 miles of land borders with four neighbors, which are key trafficking routes. They are Albania, Bulgaria, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, and Turkey.
Anastasi adds that this isn't just the first post-9/11 Olympics.
It's also the first Olympics since the Iraq War. And the Iraq War really is a bigger destabilizer even than September 11th. Since then, the climate, the international climate, is worse. There is more insecurity.
The Athens Games will be the biggest and most expensive peacetime security operation ever undertaken. Security costs stand at $850 million, three times the budget of the Sydney Olympics in 2000, and are likely to top $1 billion. Police Colonel Eleftherios Economou, spokesman for the Public Order Ministry, is well aware that events like the Madrid attacks heighten concerns about Olympic security.
I would say that after 9/11, Moscow, Bali, Istanbul, the bells toll for everyone. International terrorism can only be dealt with international cooperation, and that is what we are doing for the Olympics.
Athens is working hand-in-hand with a seven-nation advisory group headed by the U.S. and Britain. And today, Greece formally asked NATO to take part in air surveillance and joint sea patrols for protection against a nuclear, biological, or chemical attack. The nerve center of the security operation is being installed by an American company, Science Applications International Corporation. It includes a sophisticated network of TV cameras and other surveillance equipment for more than 100 command centers around Athens and key Olympic sites in the country. Dave Tubbs is the company's senior vice president.
I know that dealing with the Greek government, they are taking all the steps that they possibly can to provide security. And nobody can guarantee security that can't be done.
Tubbs is convinced Greece is doing the best that can be done to tackle the security challenge. 55,000 security forces, police and military, will be deployed. 10,500 athletes from more than 200 countries will be assigned one of three security risk categories, low, medium, and high. Many teams, including the Americans, want to bring their own bodyguards. But Greek officials have ruled out foreign armed escorts for any athletes. The original Olympic Games were conceived in antiquity as a truce, a time when warring parties put down their weapons. But as the world's premier athletic event returns to its homeland, it will be the most heavily armed and militarized in history. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.